to the Roanoke Weekly Podcast for the week of August 27th. This is Brad. I'm here with Ariel and Xavier. How are you guys doing today?
Doing good. How are you?
Good morning.
Good. You guys been enjoying the nice weather we've been having?
Yes. It's better than the rain.
Well, it was great. Now the hot's back. So,
right.
You know, I'm for a all minute, I thought it was fall. Again. Yeah. It's this happens every year. I know because I love the cold weather, So I get really excited, and then it's such a letdown when the humidity and the heat comes back that it's like I'm trying to train myself that this is just a little happy break. It's not fall.
Just a little happy break.
Yeah.
Well, it's been a bit of a slow news week, but let's kick off with this kind of interesting story that Xavier, you found about a baseball, old-time baseball player from the area.
Yeah, I don't know how to pronounce her name. Ed Mead, was looking for her uncle that passed away. He played for a minor league in Salem. She made her way back, and the picture of her is actually at the Kiwanis Field. The story of it is amazing, of how she got back here from Dominican Republic. I thought it was so special because we always talk about the hometown heroes that we have, and Roanoke has a rich history of people that become forgotten. I thought this was really important. I'm glad that they, it's a diverse story, and I'm glad that they kind of broadcasted it the way they did and put a little special spotlight on Salem.
That is an interesting, you know, it makes me think about, you know, we're doing this news every week. How many of these stories that we cover, are there people in it that in 20 years we're not going to remember anything?
Right.
Yeah, so we can all go check out this plaque down there at the ballpark and check out the story of Alfredo Edmead,
who tragically died when he was 17 in an on-field accident in a baseball game, which, my goodness.
And she made it, I mean, to come from Dominican Republic to Winston-Salem and then find it here.
Mm-hmm.
It's been years, but
it's very special.
Absolutely.
The power of family in some ways.
Yeah.
Well, on a rather deeply depressing note, there was another mass shooting yesterday in Jacksonville. I think statistics show we have one of these just about every day now, but this one happened during a video game event. And Xavier, share a little bit about some of that with us.
So, yeah, they said that the kid lost, or like you said, that he won the previous year before, and then this year he lost, and three people were killed, more are shot. You know, as I was talking to Ariel about it, I think this just calls for a huge call to action for mentors and people to stand up and to get these kids involved in various different activities outside of sitting at home on a game. And then I know that segs right into our next story with Big Brothers Big Sisters and how here at Hotel Roanoke they've taken a family and they've provided a room for a little girl. It's huge. I mean, most of the kids, they don't even get to see that stuff. So, you know, for that gunman, I can only imagine what was going in his head or the mental health issues that are not talked about, that are kind of pushed to the side. Because to take a loss in a game like that and then end up killing people, there's something wrong and there's something not being said. And I think it's pretty serious.
Absolutely. I mean, we have so many great local, this is a much bigger story than just to say like, oh, what are our local resources? But to bring it to the local conversation, you know, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and a number of the other organizations, and I mean, your organization, Xavier, that support the youth of the area and expose them to healthy outlets for competition and learning how to, you know, work with others and everything, just really shines a light on how important those are and how much we need to interact with those as a community and really support them, you know, to try to bring somewhat of a silver lining to the stories, you know.
Absolutely.
We have the opportunity here to make an impact.
Absolutely. I think there's so many people that are willing to help out. It's just everybody finding their niche and everybody finding their little piece of the puzzle.
Mm. Absolutely.
Well, to take that to another level, Xavier, where would you recommend people start looking to, if they want to plug in?
I mean, there's like the article said, Big Brothers Big Sisters is huge here. And then you have Boys and Girls Club, and you have all of the after school programs. You have Imagine Me Mentoring. You have the Humble Hustle. You have I don't think anywhere that there's a shortage of ways to help. I mean,
it's the shortage of volunteers, really. Right. The resources, that makes sense. We've got those. I mean, I was talking to Aaron Dykstra, who runs the Maker Mart in the West End, and he's looking for instructors right now. So anybody who's even a little bit handy, who's willing to work with this kids after school or during the day,
right?
That kind of thing. Like, right. There's numerous opportunities for folks in town.
Absolutely. Yeah.
We'll have to put a list of those in the newsletter this week. So make sure you're signed up for the newsletter.
Absolutely. Well, and just to echo that, you know, my wife works with volunteers, and the hardest kind of volunteer to find is always the kind that will volunteer regularly and is not looking for a one-time thing. And so somebody, if you're willing to work with somebody, one, even just once a month, I think that's that would be an incredibly valuable thing for us to do.
Absolutely.
And so, yeah.
Yep. All right. Well, let's take a break real quick. How about it?
Let's do it. Folks, I have something I want to share with y'all this week. Are you interested?
Kinda. Skip it.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you should be really excited because there's this program called Simple Roanoke. Have you guys heard anything about this?
A little bit. You can explain it a little bit more.
I think we're both pretty familiar, Brad, but why don't you go ahead and tell the people of Roanoke about it?
We may all be rather familiar with this, but Simple Roanoke is a relatively new program standing for Supporting Innovative, Meaningful Projects and Local Experimentation, with the goal to really lift up people that have good ideas for the area, whether that be a business idea, a community idea, a nonprofit idea, whatever it might be. We want to support you. So every week, we give out $1,000 grant. Mm-hmm. And go to simpleroanoke.com, simpleroanoke.org, and fill out an application. It's real simple. And if you're interested in being part of the team that helps make the grants, we're also looking to expand that team as well. So reach out to us, and we'd love to have you be part of the team.
And I would like just to attest to a little testimony. My organization, The Humble Hustle, was able to receive that grant. It was easy. It was, you know, it's an easy application, but you get to put in there exactly what you need. And then it's a community organization that's looking at this stuff, and it's community people that's looking at this stuff. So they really get to take the time and figure out, okay, this is what this community needs. And, you know, we were able to put our program in place and fund it for a year. So I would like to say thank you to Simple.
Well, thank you for that, Xavier. And again, simpleroanoke.com, simpleroanoke.org. Give us a call. Give us an email. We'd love to have you participate however you'd like to. But without further ado, let's get back into it. Folks, so last week we had a little bit of a story about how Virginia Tech is, their donations are down a little bit from last year, and we didn't quite know what to make of that. But I think there's some very positive news here that's coming from Princeton Review in terms of what their ratings and review, I suppose you could say, look like.
Virginia Tech's doing great in the Princeton Review. It's like top five for three different things. Which is awesome.
Top 20 best alumni network.
I mean, when we're talking about number 7 for best quality of life, I think that's a pretty huge statement for them to make. Especially for a community that's in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
Yeah, it's a testament to Blacksburg. It's a testament to the local business community because it's, you know, best campus food. I'm sure.
I actually believe that.
Yeah.
Best campus food.
As people who have spent time at Tech or in Blacksburg know, it's. The campus is this town, is the campus. Like, it's all mixed in there together.
Right.
So good job, Blacksburg. Way to go, Virginia Tech.
I love the number 17. That caught my eye because I know once you get out of school, that's what you're really working with is the alumni. And if you can call on somebody that went to school with you or you're at a business meeting and somebody says, oh, I went to Tech too, that's what really helps you out in life.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I'm curious to see what my alma mater got in the rankings. I'll have to look that up.
Appalachian State was not ranked in any of these categories.
Not true. App State's awesome. Probably not quite as awesome as Tech, though, in these rankings, I would say. They're pretty much the top. Good stuff.
It's great to see, I think, particularly because, you know, Tech plays an outsized role in our community. You know, they're one of the few, when we think about where money is in our community, Tech is perhaps the first place we often think of for that. But in grand scale, Tech is fairly small for a research institution. And so to see these things and see these rankings, I think, bodes really well, hopefully, for the potential for them to grow into the potential they have to really, reach their potential for the area. So, just
And I mean, as we know, and I'm sure we'll report on, quote, over the next few years, however long this podcast goes on, Virginia Tech is planning to move more and more undergraduates to the city of Roanoke over the next few years with their law school. They've clearly made great strides in partnering with the medical school in town. So as we watch, you know, our very local colleges and universities, the places in Roanoke and Roanoke County grow and expand, we're also going to see that from the Blacksburg side with Virginia Tech. And across the state, you know, they have a Northern Virginia campus and they have the Roanoke Higher Education Center as well. So, yeah, welcome. Continue doing your thing. It's awesome for us, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We welcome you more. We welcome you to Roanoke. Come say hi.
That's my biggest part of it. It's just, how can that make us? How can that make the city look better?
Absolutely.
And it definitely does.
Well, we've got some new leadership out in the county these days. We've got a new superintendent of schools out there, Dr. Ken Nicely. I think this has been a little bit of a tumultuous time for county schools, although when you compare county to the city, I think there's often a nice bump up when you move to the county, many folks would say. But it'll be interesting to see how this transition, I think, is handled out there.
Has anybody met Dr. Ken Nicely?
No.
I haven't either.
I'm thinking I probably will. Humble Hustle was doing a coat drive this year, and we teamed up with Northside High School. So all the fall sports will be donating coats, and we'll go to Burlington Elementary this year. Trying to get city schools involved, but it's been rough. So I'm thinking I probably will. Looking forward to it.
I'm intrigued. You went to Northside, didn't you?
I did.
What was your experience being in the area and going to county schools and now living in the city and stuff?
Yeah, so I lived in the city mostly all my life, but all of my family went through Northside, all of us, because we lived, it's like the Kingstown neighborhood and then the Hollins neighborhood are the mostly black areas in the county, and most of those kids just go to Northside. It was cool. My mom she set it up perfectly because I played city sports all the way till middle school, so I was around all the city, and then I went to the county school, so, you know, I could move either way. I was never, you know, I was very cultured. I was always in a diverse population, so I think she knew what she was doing. I'll be honest, Northside set me up when I went to ODU. I was ready for school. I really was. I knew how to speak with different people and be around different populations, so I enjoyed it. I mean, I see a lot of people now that went to city schools, they're sending their kids to county schools. So it's pretty interesting.
It is indeed. Well, within the city, it was the time of year when Mayor Sherman Lee gave his State of the City address. I don't think, unfortunately, any of us were able to attend, but interesting note, I think some really positive narratives coming out of the city at the moment. You know, that there's definitely work that needs to be done in terms of, we've talked about the need to support the impoverished community and the homeless and those that are addicted to things. However, I think there are a number of positive things to be noted. And I think perhaps the biggest takeaway from me was from Bob Cowell, our city manager here in Roanoke, who I am a big fan of, saying that a lot of the time we're going to have to, as a local government, be solving some of these issues. And I think that's the biggest takeaway, is that we can't be waiting for the federal or state government to solve these things, that we have to take action mm-hmm. at this local level to try and fix what we need to fix here.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we'll talk about some events later, but we've mentioned the planning meetings, the city planning meetings that they're holding across the city. And in that, you know, the state of the city, I've been a couple times in the past. It's a lot of data about how it measures up in the region, nationally, things like that. And I learned a bit at the city planning little event too about some of the data going on. And of course, safety is a big concern and a big touch point for a lot of people. And that comes out when we talk about things like this. But I think it's really encouraging for me as a citizen who cares about those kinds of things to see people taking responsibility and asking for fellow citizens and fellow local government officials mm-hmm. to really shoulder that and to say, this is not someone else's problem. This is absolutely our problem. Mm-hmm. So in both of those instances, I feel very good about the way that our leadership is handling that.
Mm-hmm. That's a great way of looking at it and saying, we're going to take ownership of both our successes and our failures and try and move forward.
Right.
I really like that.
Yeah, the challenges that are presented to us are opportunities, as always, and it's nice to see people at that level, at Mayor Sherman Lee's level and the city manager's level, really owning that.
Well, so this is also, to jump back into the school stuff,
right?
Some of the local colleges are all back in session at this point.
Yeah, right? I had the opportunity last night, so that would be Sunday night, to hang out with some of the new Roanoke College freshmen. They were at a downtown sort of crawl. They did a lot of different things downtown, and one of them was to come to the Spot on Kirk and learn salsa from Edgar at Salsa Noak. Bunches of them came out and got to play games in the street. It was like a block party. It was really fun. And it was nice to lay eyes on a couple hundred new Roanokers. You know, there's folks living in Salem. They'll be in downtown Roanoke. So it has a huge impact on the business community locally. And, you know, these folks are coming into town from all over the place. So it brings a dose of culture and a dose of excitement. And, yeah, I'm just excited and welcome to Roanoke for the Hollins and Roanoke College and other students that have just moved here.
Well, we know that talent attraction is one of the issues for the area, and so to see these folks come in, we hope that we can capture at least some portion of them that are intrigued to stay in the area and hopefully make something exciting happen here.
Yeah, I've had a couple of friends from Hollins and Roanoke, and that's the first thing I'm trying to do to them is tell them, like, so you're not going to stay? And trying to figure out a way to keep them, and, you know, keep them involved, and I think that's part of it, is doing little stuff like that. And getting them involved and making them feel like, okay, this is home. Mm-hmm. And then even whether they move away or not, they'll always come back or tell somebody else, like, hey, yeah, you should try Roanoke. I think that's huge.
Yeah, we got to make sure I know there's a lot of programs in place that focus on these kinds of things, but making sure there's avenues where students can get good internships, good paying jobs, get plugged into the community, get seats on boards, mm-hmm. things like that really make them feel committed to the community. So,
and the cool thing is that a lot of them are like really, really wanting to be part of the community. I went to Uganda in May and ran into some Roanoke College students and explained some organizations that I was involved
in. That's wild.
I know.
Back up for a second. You were in Africa.
Yeah, I was in Africa and we went to the embassy.
Uh-huh.
And it was Radford students, Roanoke College students, and one of the officers was actually a tech graduate, Tech Alumni Network.
That's great.
And they were just saying, like, yeah, we've been looking for organizations to volunteer with and to intern with for this class, and they're saying that they can't find anything in Salem, but they're constantly looking in Roanoke. So for all the organizations that take interns, really get on your marketing because they're out there looking.
Yeah, absolutely. And if anybody's listening to this and wants to plug in, I mean, reach out. We certainly can work with you and try to find good places for you to mm-hmm. work with too as a first step, and not trying to shove off anybody to do the, you know, figure it out yourself. We can help direct you to the folks that can help, things like that. So, yeah, welcome. Get plugged in. Travel. Bring back all that good information you're going to get from all of your awesome education.
And if you want to intern at the CoLab, we have an opening.
Okay. Well, this isn't the ad spot, Brad.
Okay, I guess.
Let's move on to spotlights.
Absolutely.
Everybody's favorite part of the podcast. Local Lab Business Spotlight, Brad. Go for it.
Yeah, so this week I want to spotlight the Salem Red Sox. They're coming towards the end of their season. I think it's been a little bit of a rough season for them. But and I think we don't often think of them as a business, but they absolutely are. They have to – they're kind of – you know, they have this mandate from above, from the major league teams to do stuff, but then they have to make money locally. And so I think for everyone, we all know what an exciting experience – I don't know about exciting, but a great experience it is to go to a Salem Red Sox game. What a great asset that is for the community. So I just want to give them a shout-out for really creating a great fan experience and creating something that's a staple for the Roanoke Valley at this point.
Yeah, I mean, I could care less about baseball. Like, it's probably – I've never actually watched a game, but I've been to the stadium and hung out and had a great time, like, more than 20 times. I go there for my birthday frequently, you know, once a year, which is when birthdays happen. And the view from the stadium is incredible. The sunset is beautiful. The beer is cold. The food is delicious. They always have fun stuff to look at and fun music. And it's cheap. And you can buy season tickets, and it's even cheaper. And I just have to say, as somebody who does not care about sports in general or baseball especially, I have an excellent time there. I bring people when we come to town, when they like visit, we go to the Salem Red Sox. It's so much fun. So, yeah, make it a shout out. And working with them professionally is fun too, as a business, to buy like a business package or take your team there, things like that. It's easy to do. They have people on staff who that's their job to handle that. So it's quick and it's not very expensive and it's a lot of fun. So check them out. Go Muggsy.
Nice.
Best mascot ever.
That was the name of my first dog.
Muggsy?
Mm-hmm. He was a beagle.
Was he named after the Red Sox?
Absolutely.
Aww.
Well, not the Red Sox. Then it was the Avalanche.
Oh.
Salem Avalanche. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
That was when I was like little and I had the little bat. And I used to love, my grandpa is a huge baseball fan, and that's really the reason why I played. But he used to take us to games, and then when we played for like City League, they would take us. They used to have that, I don't know if they still have it, that big thing on the end where all you could do like cookouts and stuff.
I don't know.
Where they do, we used to do team banquets there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of space out there. I mean, they have the fair out there. Yeah. They always have different things going on out there. Very fun. All right. This week's Food Spotlight, Eat RKE Food Spotlight, is VIP's Sports Bar, downtown Roanoke.
Yeah. I wanted to highlight them every Wednesday. I wanted to highlight their Wednesdays. Wednesdays for all of you all that need a little wind down on a Wednesday. They have wings, wine, and whiskey from 5 until... you get 50% off on everything and 50-cent wings. And they
are a great deal.
They are probably my second best wings. No, yeah, second best.
And that's got to be a pretty tough list to be high on,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. And I went to Wing Fest this week, too.
Ooh.
And there were some good ones out there. Yeah. Lenore's always sold. They sold out
nice.
Before I got there. But the VIPs, it's, y'all go check it out. It's on South Jefferson. Right across the street from Hieronymus Building.
Can you answer a question for me about that place?
Absolutely.
I haven't actually been in yet, and I've been meaning to go, but I always feel like I'm underdressed. Is it a pretty casual place during
it's
the week?
It's very casual.
Okay.
You can go in there and play pool.
Okay.
They have events like during
right.
the week
okay.
or during the weekend.
That makes me feel better. I always feel
yeah.
like if I'm wearing sandals or something, I
no,
need to
dress
nicer.
You can
nicer.
Just
okay.
go in there with tank
with
top
name
on.
Like VIPs. I
oh,
just,
no, no.
You know. No, I'm good. I'm glad to know that. That's great.
Yeah. It's very, very mild. Very chill, laid back, good music, and the food is really good.
Awesome.
I can definitely attest
right
to
on
that.
Jefferson Street downtown.
Absolutely.
In the middle of downtown.
She does a pretty good lunch menu too. For like $5, you can get shakes, you can get smoothies, subs.
Wow, I didn't know that.
So yeah,
you talk about folks that are going to be excited by the renovation of the Hieronymus Building.
Right.
I
yeah.
imagine they're pretty
absolutely.
Stoked about that.
Yeah.
yeah. Have they said what exactly it's going to be?
Mixed use, largely residential.
Okay, okay.
People who need food. That's
right
always good for restaurants.
We'll give, Xavier, do you want to reiterate your desire for a public pool?
There needs
on
to
the
be
roof?
A pool on the top, and it needs to be public access, and Xavier gets the summer free. Free entry.
You should just
yeah.
say lifelong membership for
yeah.
free.
I mean,
shoot for the moon or
right.
whatever. Yeah,
right.
Definitely. And a hot tub.
Yeah.
That's my vote.
I like
hot
that
tub.
One.
Yeah. Pool and hot tub. It's nice yeah. to have both. All right. Anyway, moving on. Our VIP, Spotlight Arts and Culture is the Henry Street Heritage Festival. This is coming up on September 15th. Xavier is going to give us a little overview of that festival.
Yeah, so Henry Street has been going on for years and years. I remember as a kid doing a step show there. Henry Street is fun. This year they have Kenny Lattimore. And for all you that like the neo-soul, R&B, laid-back music, that he's the highlight this year. But if you want some diverse cultural arts and crafts, some good food, it's always hot that day. It's always hot that day, or it either rains. But I hope it doesn't rain. But yeah, check out Henry Street.
Is it Elmwood Park?
It's at Elmwood Park. Nice. It's an event of the Harrison Museum. So for all of you that are in town this weekend, well, not this week, I'm sorry, September 15th, yeah. Go check it out. A lot of culture, a lot of vendor booths set up, a lot of kids out there doing shows, local talent. It's a good time. Hmm.
Very cool. I hope to be there. That sounds awesome. It's funny, I feel like we always end up with an event with the arts and culture, and then we go straight into events. So we'll add that to the event section as well. But this week we've got some upcoming stuff. Of course, there's the planning meetings with the city. This one is on the 28th, which is today when you're listening to this podcast, Tuesday the 28th. And they're awesome. I went to one last week. I had the opportunity to stop by the public library downtown. It's quick. It's you drop in, you get a couple stickers and post-it notes, and you get to add your contribution to various questions and various surveys on site. I hung out for a while and talked to a bunch of people, but it probably could take as little as 10 minutes to get through it. So go on your lunch break, add your thoughts. I felt like, you know, it was like a certain crowd was there and it needed a lot more diversity and everything. So please show up, give your thoughts to this. It's very valuable. Big Lick Kid Fest is coming up this weekend. It's the fourth annual event. It's at Elmwood Park, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. They've got kid/family-centric vendors, arts and crafts, food trucks, treats, a bounce house, a fun zone, and more. So that looks like the perfect place to take your kid to wear them out for the day.
Absolutely.
It's $5 for adults and children, and then kids under 4 are free. So show up for that. Enjoy. Get outside, yeah, do some healthy activities.
There's definitely no excuse for your kid to say he's bored this Sunday.
Yeah, absolutely not. That's going to be super fun.
Yeah.
All right. This week on Thursday, we mentioned a few weeks ago something that Soaring Ridge is doing in partnership with Out Proud and Aware, drag trivia. They had a Harry Potter themed drag trivia a few weeks ago, and I was really excited about it. It looks like it was successful, and they're back with a sitcom edition drag trivia. So that's on Thursday. Check it out. Also this Thursday, upcoming at the Spot on Kirk, is a band called Ruby Vale and the Sulfonics. I have been listening a bit to Ruby Vale and the Sulfonics. If you're a fan of traditional blues, jazz, that kind of music, or a fan of, you know, pop stars like Adele with really soulful lyrics and voices, this would be one to check out for you. The Spot on Kirk, if you haven't been, is a very small, intimate venue. The capacity is about 100, and you get to basically feel like you're front row for these shows, no matter where you are in the venue. The sound is excellent. This band is gonna rock everyone's world, I'm pretty sure. And they're coming into town this Thursday, and there's still tickets available, so check that out. And finally, this weekend, this upcoming weekend, is Go Cross, which is an annual event that is a cyclocross event, two-day kind of thing. Even if you are not interested in cycling, I have to say, watching cyclocross is one of the most delightful experiences. It's kind of like mountain biking mixed with Spartan racing, mixed with a beer festival. So that's Saturday and Sunday down at Fallon Park in Southeast. So come check that out. It's all day, both days.
Are you going to be racing around?
I'll be racing on Sunday. I'll be doing a foot race on Saturday. There's a running race Saturday morning. It's going to be on the cross course. It's really fun. I highly recommend people come out, check it out online. I'll have the link in the newsletter. But if you've never watched cycling, I think this is the way to do it.
Nice.
You should come watch it. It is really fun to watch people do this kind of racing.
Well, I think it's really exciting to note as well that this is now a UCI-sanctioned event. which is a big deal for folks that care about cycling.
And yeah, so it's very legit, very official. And the crazy thing that happened was that there was another UCI event that was supposed to kick off the UCI season that got canceled. So Roanoke is the first one. So everybody is showing up. All the pro people are coming from California. I mean, like, they're flying in for it. Hmm. The pro 1-2 races in the afternoon are going to be lit. Like, I'm not even kidding. It's going to be crazy. People are going to be bunny hopping barriers on their bikes. People are going to be pouring beer on each other. It's going to be a mess. I really highly recommend people come out. It's going to be so much fun.
I mean, you had me until the pouring beer on one another. I don't know about that. Not
the audience members. It's just the racers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, you'll love it. It's so much fun. So come out. Check it out.
Who's working the pits for you?
Oh, you know, my whole team.
Yeah.
My team of professionals. No, I am on a team, and it's awesome, and we are going to have people helping us out. But, yeah, it's casual. It's fun. It's exciting. It's loud. Bring your kids. Bring your dogs. It's great.
It is indeed. Well, I think that brings us to the end today, guys. You guys have anything else you want to share this week?
No.
Not me.
It's a pretty laid back, low news week, and we'll hope that's a good thing.
Yeah.
But for the coming
everybody's week, on vacation, including the people who make the news.
Cabo Fish Taco has the best crab and shrimp dip. I just wanted to add that in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Just throw that in there.
I have something to add.
I just want to throw that in there.
Well, we were talking last week about highlighting them, but we needed somebody to go first, so it sounds like you went.
Oh, I've definitely been.
You've been.
Oh, okay. I've been.
He's been.
Yeah. Well, I'll probably go today for the dip. It's like these pita chips, and they're like, what is it called? Flash fried?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I know what you're talking about.
With like chives and stuff.
That sounds amazing.
I think I could probably do a whole podcast on food.
Well, you heard it here first.
The Roanoke Food Podcast coming soon from Xavier.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. Well, we're all going to go now and go get some crab and shrimp dip.
So good.
Catch you next week.
Yes, and in the meantime, please leave us a rating and review wherever you're listening to this. Really helps folks find out about us. And we will look forward to seeing you all next week.